It's episode 1987 of the Who Cares News for today, Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for random facts.
Random facts, random facts. Random facts. Yeah.
The Jerry Seinfeld character dated 66 different women over the course of Seinfeld. Wow. Obviously, wow. All those relationships failed for different
miserable
and usually ridiculous reasons.
Of course.
So can we call Seinfeld a womanizer for dating 66 women over the course? Some were his fault.
Yeah.
Some of them were pretty sexist, as I recall. 46 of the 50 states have at least one town or city named Riverside.
Wow, really?
Right. And the second most common name is Springfield, of course. There's Springfield in at least 34 states.
I did not know that.
Barry Manilow, I knew this, wrote the jingle for State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
Oh, that's right.
He's still getting royalties
I bet he is.
Because they still use that slogan.
Yes, they do.
He also wrote the jingle for Band-Aid. I'm stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He also did You Deserve a Break Today at McDonald's.
Wow.
And Get a Bucket of Chicken, Finger Looking Good, Have a Barrel of Fun.
Did he coin the finger looking good phrase?
No, but he wrote that jingle for KFC. And the medical term for a unibrow is sinophorus.
There's a medical sinophorus term for unibrow.
Now you
that's
know.
That's awesome.
And that's some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Hey, Kanye West. First Yeezy Gap piece is finally here.
Gap?
Sort of.
At the Gap. Okay.
At the Gap.
Okay.
Yep. So almost exactly 1 year after announcing his partnership with Gap, You know, and I bet Kim's starting not to be around just to get a piece of that.
Like she anywho. Needs a piece. She's got Skims.
That's
come
true.
On. She's got a distorted
that's,
finger.
Yes.
She's got Skims, a distorted finger.
What more does a girl need?
What more does she need? Yeah.
So
she's a 40-year-old woman in her underwear, and people are still looking at her. Hey,
if I had that much money to always look that good.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody's looking at 40-year-old women in their underwear. It's like, oh, that's like Mrs. Robinson. Ew. Now, if you don't know that connotation, Google it. Mrs.
Yeah,
Robinson.
But this is Hollywood.
There was a song about it. Anyway.
She's got people. She's got
she's got people.
She's very staged.
She's got people.
Everything,
she's got
everything is
digital
staged.
Digital editors. She's got it all.
Yes.
Anyway, we're not talking about her.
Anywho.
These guys aren't married anymore, so there you go.
Don't steal Kanye's thunder.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't mean to steal
it. I got something important to tell you.
All right, well, there you go.
So Kanye celebrated his 44th birthday yesterday by dropping his first Gap design, a single blue puffer-style jacket priced at a mere $200.
Now, see, for the Gap, I don't think that's bad.
I don't know Gap prices.
Gap prices, you know, if you're going to buy outerwear, it's going to be over $100, $100, $150.
But $200.
$200, but
let
it's the
tell
Gap.
You, but let me tell
but
you
how
about
how much
it.
Did he want for his
let
stupid slippers?
Let me tell
slippers?
You about it. Oh, that's true.
Come on.
The weird slippers that's not supposed to fit right,
yeah,
but yet they
but they're not slippers. They're weird shoes.
Yeah. All right,
they're
so this is dubbed the round jacket.
The round jacket.
It's set to ship this fall.
Oh, they don't even have it yet.
No. It's unisex outerwear.
Right.
It features no zippers.
No zippers.
No buttons.
No buttons.
No snaps.
How do you keep it fastened?
It's made from recycled nylon.
Oh, maybe it has one of those like magnets on the inside. Have you ever wore something like that?
No.
Where they got the little magnets?
Yeah, maybe.
Something you just... I don't know what they're magneting into, but...
So, it includes a Yeezy Gap logo tag.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Now, during the COVID heyday...
Yeah.
And I would go to different places and I would test people.
Yeah.
I had this blue... I always call it my COVID blue.
COVID blue.
It was a fashion for 2020.
It was
a COVID blue gown.
Your disposable gown.
Yes.
So, you didn't get any
plastic
COVID
blue.
On you.
The same color blue as that.
Oh, this could be a post-COVID.
So
I
that's what I think about when I see it.
Okay.
And so basically, it looks like if you got a couple of trash bags and laid them all together.
And they were blue.
And then made a soda into a coat.
And they got to be blue. And it does look like a bunch of trash bags. You know what it looks like, though? It's puffy. So it looks like, you remember down vests and down jackets?
Yeah.
I take you back to the Future.
Yes.
Michael J. Fox, whose birthday it is today, by the way. Michael J. goes into Back to the Future in 1955 wearing a 1985 down vest.
Yes.
And it's orange. And they ask him if he just got off the boat because he looked like a life preserver.
Yeah. If people want that, well.
COVID coat.
Well, Conan O'Brien's TBS talk show will be coming to an end later this month.
Wow. It's that soon, huh?
And the final guest has been announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who would that be?
Jack Black?
Yeah. Interesting.
I know. That's kind of an interesting choice. I don't know why. But we were talking about it yesterday.
Coincidentally, he was, you know, kneeling in front of a bunch of college, high school students over the weekend. No, that's great. I mean, Jack Black's a funny guy. He's just funny guy. And, of course, Jumanji, I think, was the last project he was in. He's, you know, he's somewhat relevant. But I think the more interesting part is that Conan is leaving us.
I know.
And you think about, well, he was always the new kid, always the new kid. Think about this. The Conan O'Brien Show first went on the air almost 30 years ago. Jeepers. 27 years ago.
That's crazy.
Conan went on the air, 28 actually, now. And it took over for David Letterman.
But you know, it seems like Lippy was only yesterday.
Well, Lippy, too, didn't come to The Tonight Show. And I think that was the demise of why Conan did not make it on The Tonight Show, because he left Lippy in New York.
He left Lippy.
Yeah. He needed Lippy. Lippy was great.
And the Dancing Pansies. The Dancing Pansies, they were on a bridge. There was three of them. It was just the Dancing Pansies. Still to this day, if I think about it, I chuckle to myself, but I was hysterical laughing. I don't know why the Dancing Pansies made me laugh.
The Dancing Pansies.
But I love Lippy.
And when he and Andy would drive the desk.
I always
loved that. Remember that bit? Conan just kind of got butthurt, I think, over the whole having to be on TBS and said, we're not going to do the big show anymore. We're only going to do a half an hour. We're just going to interview one guest. You know, it's like, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, God bless Conan O'Brien. The world is funnier because of him. A lot of people and they may not, is Conan O'Brien was a writer both on SNL and The Simpsons. And that's where he got his start. So
I'm still a fan of Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
He's funny.
He's not done. Team Coco's out there.
Andy Richter was funny.
I saw Andy Richter on an episode of Monk.
Yes.
I'd forgotten he was a bad guy on Monk.
All right, so an hour-long finale will air on June 24th.
Okay.
With Jack Black. It's in an earlier than usual time slot at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So for the final 2 weeks of shows, you know, Conan's going to be welcoming back live studio audience for the first time in over a year. All audience members need to be fully vaccinated.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it is.
On the day of attendance and show proof of vaccination.
And I think they probably have to be tested, too.
He'll have, in the last couple of weeks, Bill Hader, Mila Kunis, Dana Carvey, Martin Short, Patton Oswalt.
And more. You know, he should probably have Halle Berry on. That would be interesting.
He'd watch.
I would. Oh, I'd go down and get tickets. Christy, what are you talking about?
You'd like I'd to see
right
her
there.
Do hot wings.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.